Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the program, it's Afterglow's annual preview of the Grammy Awards. The 2022 Grammy Awards ceremony was scheduled for January 31st, but just like last year, COVID had other plans. It was rescheduled for Sunday, April 3rd, just about a week away. So this week, before the ceremony, I'll be exploring some of this year's vocal jazz and traditional pop nominees. In the mix are a few new voices and several Grammy Award darlings, like Kurt Elling, Esperanza Spalding, Nora Jones, and of course, the one and only Tony Bennett. It's a 2022 Grammy Award preview, coming up next on Afterglow.
There's a place.
Nora Jones, live in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in December 2019, with the song I'll Be Gone, a single she had released earlier that year. That comes from her latest live album called Till We Meet Again, nominated for the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album at the 2022 Grammy Awards. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're taking a look at some of the nominees for the 2022 Grammy Awards, scheduled to air Sunday, April 3rd. As I do each year on this episode, I'll be looking mostly at the traditional pop and jazz vocal categories, and I'll start with those jazz vocalists. This year's Grammy nominees are all veterans of this particular award: Kurt Elling, Esperanza Spalding, Nina Freelon, Gretchen Parlato, and The Baylor Project have all been nominated before in this category, so for the most part, these are all safe choices. However, as we'll hear, some of these nominees are pushing the boundaries of what we may consider to be jazz. We'll start with the most current recipient of this award, Mr. Kurt Elling. This nomination is Elling's 14th nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album. He's won it twice, including last year for his album Secrets Are the Best Stories with pianist Danilo Perez. His latest album, called Super Blue, is arguably not jazz. It's got jazz flavor, for sure, but it mixes this with a heavy sampling of funk, R&B, and hip-hop. The album really grooves, and it's worth a listen if you're a fan of neo-soul, which I am, but I'm not sure how Grammy voters will respond. Like most of Elling's albums, Super Blue features a number of original songs. The one I'll play for you now was co-written by every member of the band: Elling, guitarist Charlie Hunter, drummer Corey Fonville, and bassist DJ Harrison. The lyrics, all about trusting God, but as if it were penned by Prince or D'Angelo, were written by Elling himself. Here is Kurt Elling with his song Manic Panic Epiphanic on Afterglow.
Ain't no need to panic. I'm telling you, we'll get our chance to shine. I got some reassurance that things are gonna work this time. You know that we've been walking a dangerous line while all the world's been spinning on a dime.
We're gonna lean and not don't find the real plan.
We
when he got so rattling life's canoe. Take a ride down the river. Take a ride down the river. Do what good that you can find to do. Do what good you can do. Do whatever good you can do.
Kurt Elling and his original R&B song Manic Panic Epiphanic from his album Super Blue, one of the nominees for this year's Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. As long as we're talking about boundary-pushing artists in the jazz vocal category, let's turn now to another Grammy veteran, Esperanza Spalding. Spalding has been nominated twice in the jazz vocal category, once in 2013 for her album Radio Music Society, and again in 2020 for her album 12 Little Spells, and she's won both times. She's also picked up Grammys in other categories, including Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Best Instrumental and Vocal Arrangement, and of course her surprising Best New Artist Grammy in 2011, beating out some pop favorites like Drake, Mumford & Sons, Florence and the Machine, and Justin Bieber, so it's quite the Grammy track record. Her latest album, called Songwrites Apothecary Lab, is even more experimental than her previous work, and I use the word experimental quite literally here. The 12 pieces on the album, called Formulas, have been designed in Spalding's traveling laboratory in an almost quasi-scientific approach. The goal here is not just to create music, but to create music with a therapeutic effect, which, according to her, have been, quote, created through our research, divination, intuition, musicianship, taste, inspiration, and collaborative effort, end quote. I'll play an excerpt from the album now, a track she made with vocalist Corey King. This is Esperanza Spalding with Formula 6 on Afterglow.
The black abstract.
Esperanza Spalding with the sixth of 12 so-called formulas, an excerpt from her latest experimental album called Songwrites Apothecary Lab, a nominee for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Let's turn to another nominee in this category, the duo known as the Baylor Project, consisting of vocalist Jean Baylor and her husband drummer Marcus Baylor, have been nominated again after a 2018 nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Their latest album, called Generations, is what the duo describes as a, quote, soulful sonic story quilt, a tribute to the generations of black families who helped shape these two musicians. I'll play a track now that features another past Grammy nominee, Jameson Ross, helping out on vocals. This is Jean Baylor of the Baylor Project and Jameson Ross with the song Only Believe on Afterglow.
Thank you. just only believe.
The Baylor Project, aka vocalist Gene Baylor and drummer Marcus Baylor, with singer Jameson Ross, and their original song Only Believe. That comes from their latest Grammy-nominated album titled Generations. Our next nominee in the Best Jazz Vocal Album category is singer Gretchen Parlato. Parlato was last nominated in 2015, and despite being a featured vocalist on several albums since then, including on Esperanza Spalding's album mentioned earlier, she has not released her own solo album since 2015. So this album, titled Floor, F-L-O-R, has been much anticipated and has been critically acclaimed as well. The album explores ideas surrounding motherhood while paying tribute to the music of Brazil. The track I'll play for you now is one that João Gilberto and Stan Getz made famous in 1973. But here, Parlato has added her own English translation. This is Gretchen Parlato with the tune É Preciso Perdoar on Afterglow. Gretchen Parlato with the Brazilian tune É Preciso Perdoar, featuring her own English translation. That comes from her latest album titled Flor, a nominee for the Best Jazz Vocal Album at the 2022 Grammy Awards. The final nominee in this category is another veteran of the category, Nina Freelon. Freelon has been nominated 4 times before, first in 1997. Her latest album, titled Time Traveler, is a tribute to her late husband, Phil Freelon. Phil was one of the lead architects behind the Smithsonian's new National Museum of African American History and Culture, and he passed away in 2019 from ALS. The album consists of all songs that were important to the two of them during their 40-year marriage, from Burt Bacharach's I Say a Little Prayer to a Marvin Gaye medley to a couple of jazz standards, one of which I'll play for you now. Nina Freelon, who is now in her 60s, sounds as soulful and powerful as ever. Here is Nina Freelon with the classic Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer song, Come Rain or Come Shine, on Afterglow.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or shine, high as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or shine, I guess when you met me it was just one of those things. But you always.
singer Nina Freelon with the jazz standard Come Rain or Come Shine. That's from her latest album called Time Traveler, a tribute to her late husband, architect Phil Freelon, and a nominee for the Best Jazz Vocal Album for the 2022 Grammy Awards. We'll have more 2022 Grammy nominees in just a bit, including a new album from Grammy legend Tony Bennett. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some vocal jazz Grammy nominees this hour, and I want to turn my attention to jazz and traditional pop singers in some other categories besides Best Jazz Vocal Album. Singer Jasmia Horn, who's been nominated twice for the Best Jazz Vocal Album Grammy, has been nominated again this year, although for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album Award. Her latest album, called Dear Love, is a collection of love songs, both old and new, and is also her first album with a big band, an ensemble that she calls her noble force. Let's hear a track from that album now, an interpretation of a 1943 jazz standard by Gene DePaul and Don Ray. This is Jasmia Horn and her noble force with the song He's My Guy on Afterglow.
Don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me, I don't think he tries. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile, then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy, I know he'll always. Him loving me however he wants me, I'm his until I die. Oh, nobody knows better than I that he's my guy. Mm-hmm.
Some electric singing there from jazz vocalist Jasmia Horn, along with her band known as Her Noble Force. That was the jazz standard He's My Guy, a track off of the album called Dear Love, a nominee for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album Grammy. Let's turn now to some Grammy nominees in the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album category. 6 nominees in this category this year, including Nora Jones, who I featured earlier in the hour. 2 of those remaining nominees, the legendary Dolly Parton and the incredibly gifted Tori Kelly, are nominated for their Christmas albums. Since the holidays are behind us, I'm going to skip those albums for now and focus on the remaining nominees. First up is the singer Lettucey and her latest album titled Lettucey Sings Nina. I featured this album last November on my recent releases episode. It's an album of all songs originally performed by the great Nina Simone, which Lettucey has energized with the dynamic Metropole Orchestre in the background. Here's a track from that album now, a Nina Simone classic. This is Lettucey with My Baby Just Cares For Me on Afterglow.
It feels good. My baby don't care for shores. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for. I don't places. Beyonce is not his style. Not even Halle Berry's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care. Who knows it? My baby just cares for me.
Jazz and R&B singer Lettucey with the Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn song My Baby Just Cares For Me. That comes from her Grammy-nominated album titled Ledisi Sings Nina, a tribute to the music of Nina Simone. Our next nominee in the traditional pop category is no stranger to this category, country crooner and traditional pop enthusiast Willie Nelson. This is Nelson's fifth nomination in this category, an award that he has won twice, the last time in 2018 on his Frank Sinatra tribute album titled My Way. His latest record, titled That's Life, is another tribute to Sinatra, featuring many of Old Blue Eyes' most famous songs. It even features a drawing on the cover of Willie and his famous guitar Trigger under a lamppost, evoking the cover art for Sinatra's album In the Wee Small Hours. Here is Willie Nelson with the Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It, on Afterglow.
Holding hands at midnight beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, oh, won't you tell me how. Someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, oh, won't you tell.
Willie Nelson with the Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It. That comes from his second Frank Sinatra tribute album titled That's Life, a nominee in the Best Traditional Pop category at this year's Grammy Awards. To close off this hour, I'll feature a track from the remaining nominee in the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album category, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga's Love for Sale, a duet album featuring the songs of Cole Porter. This next song is kind of remarkable for a variety of reasons. For one, this marks Bennett's 18th nomination in this category, a prize he's won a whopping 13 times, including in 2015 on the album Cheek to Cheek, his first duet album with Lady Gaga. Mind you, they've only given out this award 30 times, so he's won it nearly 50% of the time. At age 95, Tony Bennett is not the oldest Grammy nominee. That honor went to blues pianist Pine Top Perkins, who won an award at age 97. However, the success of this album, Love for Sale, sparked by the news that it would be Bennett's last album after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, has led the Academy to do something a little unexpected. The Grammys have a couple of marquee general category nominations: Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Normally, those are set aside for your big, young pop stars. But this year, alongside Taylor Swift, Kanye West, Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber, Lil Nas X, and many others, sits the 95-year-old Tony Bennett. And not only has Love for Sale been nominated for the general category of Album of the Year, this next song has been nominated in the general category of Record of the Year. Traditional pop is alive in 2022. Here is Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga with Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You on Afterglow.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face.
Talking about me? I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you.
Me? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me.
I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me.
I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky. Is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me.
I get no kick in a plane,
flying too high with some gal in the sky. It's my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. I get a kick out of you. Get my kicks out of you.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga with Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, a nominee for Record of the Year at the 2022 Grammy Awards. That comes from their album called Love for Sale, Tony Bennett's last album, and a Grammy nominee for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album and Album of the Year. Thanks for tuning into this look at some 2022 Grammy nominees on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.